When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Hello, Manus.
Now, we won't dwell on this because I know everybody in the world is probably getting tired of it. Oh. But I need to ask you, and I've been waiting to see you, to say, why do you think Chewbacca Mom hit with such a fever?
Oh, my God. A million reasons.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, because she's non-threatening to people. Because she's just expressing like just pure elation and joy at something little, which is, you know, attainable, right? She's not like, oh, I got this massively awesome thing where people have envy, or they're, you know, or they have envy and they can't get it, or they feel like she's being snooty, that it's something simple and silly and cute. She's not threatening to them. And she's just happy and like happy by something little, which is so hard to do. It's so hard to let something little make you happy, because she probably had a million things that were going wrong in her life that day, like the rest of us. But she just stopped the whole show to be like, I am going to pause. It was like a little Buddha. She was like a little Buddha.
But why?
Stopped the world, got off, wore the Chewbacca mask, and laughed her balls off.
However, I'm sure many people have done something like that.
I don't think so.
Really?
No. And it was like, it was the right amount of like accessibility, non-threatening, like uber Buddha life coach. And the mask was so silly.
Yes.
You know, it was just so silly. So it also worked. And she just, you know, there was nothing about her that you could be threatened by. Nothing.
See, now, okay, so you're a Gen Xer,
yep.
Right? And you enjoyed it. See, the baby boomers pissed themselves.
I know, my mom loved it.
Just pissed themselves.
You're in the boomer. You're on the low end of boomer. I'm on the low end of X. My right. Mom's on the high end of boomer.
Right. Loved it. Now, I brought it up to Jake and Nicole. You know what Jake says? Why don't you say what you said, Jake, about Chewbacca Mom?
My brother loved Chewbacca Mom, though. He sent it to me, and he's only 26.
Oh, interesting. All right, Mr.
Go.
Chewbacca Mom is garbage.
Oh!
Yeah, and you know what else he
said? Someone will kill you for that. I want you to know.
You say
come
what
and get it, baby.
No, what else? And you know what he said? He said it was fixed. It's fake.
Oh, no, I was joking. I go, you know what? She's it's a scam to sell those stupid masks.
I wondered that.
See, now we all kind of went
did
there.
I wonder that. I did.
You did? See, I didn't really think
but
about
that's...
Why did that go viral? It's not that funny. I've seen a million funnier videos, and I didn't even crack a smile. Somebody pushed that and made it viral. We're going to sell a ton of masks. Let's make a viral video.
I don't know about that. Here's the thing. I did wonder if it was a marketing thing, but I can tell you this. My brother sent it to me, thought it was hilarious. I sent it to my mother, who thought it was hilarious. And, you know, but I wonder if someone, because I was like, she's obviously making a blog. Does she have a blog? It was Facebook Live. Why would a random mom go on Facebook Live? Like, you know, unless she has a mommy blog, or why is she on Facebook Live?
I guess that's where I didn't understand. Why did that, as Jake said, there's a ton of stuff out there that's full of joy and full of fun and funny. Why did that one? It just boggles my mind.
I definitely think a few people push. So I agree with you. I thought maybe it was set up a little bit by Kohl's and the mask people or whatever. I thought Kohl's. Because she specifically says, I just went into Kohl's. So I thought Kohl's did it. But with that said, you know, because I was like, all right, why is she doing a Facebook Live? Why would anybody do that? You know, unless she's got a blog. Does she have a blog? Google that.
See, what's going to happen is...
Does Chewbacca Mom have a blog? Because if not, yeah, like, why is she doing a Facebook Live? Why'd she mention Kohl's? With that said, though, she's still, even if we go to the most jaded place in the world...
It was fantastic.
She's still so cute. Who cares?
Yeah.
South Park is going to do an episode and unmask her, and it's going to be George Lucas underneath going, you got me, God, no.
But you got to admit, when what's his nuts? Who's the guy, the late?
Corbett. Corbett. James Corbett.
Corbett.
Corden.
Corden. James Corden.
Sorry.
Right. He took her out in the car, you know, he does his karaoke singing thing.
Yeah.
And he took her out in the car and J.J. Abrams, and they showed the clip just before when she met J.J. Abrams, and she lost her mind. Look at Jake. He doesn't even care. You don't even care. She lost her mind.
I care zero. Oh. Good for her. I'm happy that she's happy, and I'm happy that she got that experience. But I also don't find it funny at all. It's just not funny to me.
What do you find funny?
What,
your porn? Your dirty porn.
One of my favorite videos is there's this dad, and he's got he set up his iPhone facing him and his kid while he's driving, and he's listening to a DMX song, and he starts just going wild. The kid's eating cereal.
I've seen this one, and he grabs the kid, and he's like hip hop old school.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. That's actually quite hilarious to me. Yeah, that was funny. And he slams the cereal out of his hand. I've seen that one.
You need to see this, Jess.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, I still think there's something about...
You know why that stuff works? Because here's the bottom line. People want... It's the same thing we've talked about social media. People want to see themselves.
Yes.
They want to see themselves. And when they see that dad in the car with his kid, they relate to it. You know, when they see her and it's like they're in the middle of a day and they've got all this stuff to do and she's...
And you know what, Jill? She started out with, I took some yoga pants back to Kohl's because they were too small. And then she said, I know you're looking at me going, but yes.
Relatable. Yeah.
Yep.
She's relatable.
Yeah, I never thought
that's
of that.
That's the thing. She's non-threatening and relatable. Whereas that same, ironically, that exact same week, I saw something on social and it was a parenting meme. And it said, oh God, what was it? It was like, I was... So cute when I thought I was tired before kids. So cute. I was so cute.
Okay.
When I thought I was tired before kids. So, so cute. Right? And I saw it and I cracked up and I showed it to Heidi. She cracked up. I posted it with a little crying laughing emoji. All hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. Hang on a second.
People talking about how they... have a lot more things to deal with than her.
I have chronic disease. I work 10 jobs. Even cockroaches parent. You stupid bitch.
Like, what?
Oh my God.
It was so crazy that it was on the Today Show. And I didn't even... Here's the best part. Ready? I didn't even know that this had happened on my page because I just didn't have time to read the comments that day. And so, hang on, where is it?
I don't Crave understand
jerky.
It.
Hang on. Oh, for God's sake, where is it? So anyway, you know, think about it. I'm not a non-threatening personality. I'm the exact opposite of a non-threatening personality, and I'm an extremely strong, opinionated woman. I'm the epitome of a threatening personality. The epitome, right?
Okay.
I'm the epitome of somebody who's going to incite envy from the outside. You have everything. You have money. You have everything. You have money.
This is my favorite response, by the way.
Go.
It says, "This is why we aren't friends with you anymore. Who needs such unempathetic people around them? You want a friend you can talk to who understands you, and this patronizing bullshit isn't it. Get the fuck over yourselves, people. Even Cockroach's parent. It's really not that big of a deal." And Jill responds, "We were friends? Question mark."
Because Heidi and I were like, do we know her? And then I was like, I think she means on Facebook. But I mean, so
good for
you. So think about that. Like, look at Chewbacca Mom.
Sorry, that's very funny.
That
response
is
very funny.
I was like, look at Chewbacca Mom and look at me. So, you know, everyone's like, you think you're tired because you're a, not everyone actually, a lot of people thought it was insane. But the bottom line is, I think, you know, people are looking for a place to vent. And Chewbacca Mom is non-threatening, period. End of story. And, you know, they're looking for a place to vent, and they're looking for, you know, that's another thing. There's a great article in the New Yorker, I think it was the New Yorker, about Donald Trump. And they were saying how when a democracy becomes so democratic, it becomes ripe for a tyrant, and how this tyrant will come from the upper class, but he'll go after the upper class as though he's a member of the people. And like Plato predicted all of it. It's kind of fascinating. And so it's like I represent, you know, in people's minds, oh, you have money. You have money. Yeah. You have money. You're the... You know, and it just, she's not. She's a she doesn't have money. She's not perfectly fit. Her life is, you know, she's just a regular person.
Yeah.
And she just stopped the world, got off, and had this moment of pure joy, despite all of the shit that you know was going wrong in her life. So whether it was set up or it wasn't set up, I don't care, because I think the message was great. She found such joy. And probably with such a pissy life for her most of the time, because I know my life's pissy, so I got to imagine her life's probably pissy too. And, you know, she just found such joy, like, put all the piss and bull aside, stopped the world, got off, and just had this moment.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because that's how I interpreted it. I totally interpreted it that way. What do you think, Nicole?
Well, I didn't see it till just today, because I avoid anything that goes so mainstream just in case it somehow takes me to a Kardashian. I didn't do it, and then I started watching
Kardashian. Thank God we're not on E anymore, or we'd be canceled again. Go on.
So then I started watching it, but then after like 45 seconds, nothing was really happening, so I fast-forwarded it, and still nothing was really happening, and I saw she was super happy, but I was like, I can't sit here this long. It's been 45 seconds, and nothing is happening.
My mom did say that, though. My mom first watched it. She's like, at first I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it took a while.
I've got stuff to do. I'm a busy person. I have to deal with all her stuff.
Well, anyway, I don't know. I think the big lesson, again, we'll always try to have some takeaway, is like, you know what? Everyone's life sucks, because that's life, right? Life just sucks. It just does. You can't stop bad things from happening, as my shrink likes to say. And, you know, but knowing that life is going to throw a bunch of horrible things at you. Your car is going to break down. Your dog's going to die. Your spouse could get sick. Your kid could be struggling and being bullied in school. Your business could go under. Just a host of bad things can happen. And I'm sure that they're happening to all of us. But you can stop it all, the world, for just a moment. Get off and allow yourself this moment of elation without a ton of money. She didn't take a $10,000 vacation to Hawaii.
Yeah.
She wasn't able to get rid of all her problems for the day. A mask. She found this joy in a freaking Chewbacca mask. And that's the lesson, I think.
Yeah.
That's what really resonates.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Chewbacca Mom. John. Jump Sport Fitness Trampolines are here to put the fun back in fitness. Rebound your way to high energy, high cardio workouts. Start off slow with the beginner health bounce if you need to. Either way, the Jump Sport Fitness Trampolines provide a low impact way to get a serious, heart pounding, sweat inducing fitness workout that will bring a smile to your face and leave your body wanting more for the next day. I have this image of you.
Doing why me? Why me?
Because you seem like you'd like it.
I know, I do. But like
jumpy it. Jump. There's 80% less jarring on the body than jogging. Hello. It's great core. Jump Sport Fitness Trampolines provide a fun, low-impact, and stable way to get the limb system moving. Hello. Take a look for yourself at jumpsport.com/Jillian. And for our listeners, they're offering 10% off any Jump Sport Fitness Trampoline if you use the code Jillian10. And that's JILLIAN1ZIPPO. That's jumpsport.com, promo code Jillian10. Jumpsport Fitness, jump in.
Manis, what a headache.
Now, you wanted to...
Just
describe your outfit first. You know how I love it when you describe your outfit, the career coach outfit.
Oh, I was like, today, a gray sweatshirt and blue sweatpants?
Yes, you're very wintry today. But
no, I'm covering up from the world.
Oh my God, stop. What do you mean covering up from the world?
We've undertaken so much, so much. I tried to scale it back. So like, okay, here's my career coach segment.
All right.
Lesson number one, you've got to appreciate how limited your resources might be, even though in time you might be able to add stuff into the mix. There's only so much money, there's only so much time, there's only so much manpower, and we were spread too thin, right? So there's that. And a part of it is that right now, the way the world works, it's like you fire a bunch of bullets at the target and then you wait to see what hits, right? And you chase it down because the world is just so, oh my God, it's just everywhere. There's 1,000 shows, there's 1,000 everything, right? Media in every possible form. Yep. It's just nutso. Podcasts, radio shows, streaming, it goes on and on and on. So too much. Too much is too much.
Mm-hmm.
We had too much on our plate. And I finally was like, gee, something has to go. It's too much. What are we going to cut? And I think, you know, if you're just spread so thin that you can't do anything well, something has to go. It has to go. And it's like the plane can only fly higher as you kind of throw off the excess baggage. Got to go. Step number one. Step number two. I've been having these massive issues with our CFO, who's brilliant, right? Guy's so smart. Went to business school, worked at Amex for years. Really intelligent guy. But I'm at a place with this company, FitFusion, okay? So FitFusion is, and forgive me, someone called me out on this. There are different models of FitFusion, guys. There's FitFusion.com. That's $9 a month. There's FitFusion TV. That's $4.99 a month because someone was like, you said it was $4.99 and it was $9.
Oh, okay.
FitFusion.com, you can use this on any device, any place, anytime, anywhere. FitFusion TV is through your cable provider. So it's $4.99 and you watch it at home.
Gotcha.
Or through your cable provider, basically. Unless maybe you get your cable provider on your tablet, but I'm pretty sure it's through your cable provider. So that's where it's slightly limited and why it's cheaper. Or the other one is any place, anytime, anywhere. So,
okay.
All right, blah, blah, blah. So FitFusion is a streaming platform, okay? And we're a little bit different than you have other platforms, but we don't have, and no offense, we don't have like unknown trainers and somebody telling an unknown trainer in a studio somewhere, okay, you know, let's randomly put this together and throw it up and we have 15,000 hours of random content, which we've seen doesn't really work. Right? So you've got, you look at the model, it doesn't work. Cosmo Body didn't work. Radius Fitness didn't work. It doesn't work. So we were like, all right, well, you know what? Instead of spending all this money, we're going to take known trainers and we're going to take existing content that, you know, was professionally done, that already exists, and we'll create a streaming platform. So we don't have to spend all this money generating stuff from people don't know, and it's kind of half-assed, whatever. Well, it started to work. And we put my DVDs up. We put all my DVDs up there. And, you know, we slowly got Tara Stiles. And we have, we're adding people by the day. So whether it's, you know, Billy Blanks and Leslie Sansone because you're a baby boomer, or whether it's Tone It Up, Tara Stiles, Casio, Jillian Michaels, you're an Xer or a millennial. Like, so we started to kind of slowly gather all this content.
Did you put in that one where you did the hip-hop dance?
No, that's not in there, Janice, and fuck you, by the way.
You know
so-
what? I have that, and I'm one day, when you were hip-hop dancing. I found that in a store. Did I tell you I found that in a store?
I'm sure you took every opportunity.
So happy I found it. And you're hip-hop dancing in your skater girl outfit.
It's not skater.
You were a skater girl.
No, it's hip-hop.
Well, okay, you know what?
Hip-hop.
My favorite part, and I know this was very early in your career. I know it was very early, but my favorite part was when you peeked out the side of your eyes. You peeked out the side of your eyes to make sure you were doing it right. And I just went, oh my goodness. And I thought, you know what? The day, you know what? When you're 50, when you turn 50, if we're still a couple of old, well, I'll be very old. When you're 50, I'm going to be archaic. And we're doing this gig. It's going to be a big prize. The hip hop, Jillian hip hop. I can't remember what it was called, but it was something to do with it. And you were like, really? And you had these, you know how you were making fun of Billy Blanks last week or so, whenever it was? Making fun of his cutoff.
It's a hip-hop outfit, Janice.
What's that?
It's a hip-hop outfit. It was Jenny from the block, but it was Jillian from the block.
If I could only express to you all out there, it's just the best thing you'll ever see. You were pretty hip, and you had it. Didn't you have a crop top on? I think you had a crop top on.
Yes, I did. Crop tops are still cool. Where's
are you kidding me? You had a crop top on,
still cool,
and tennies, and you were like, you were
not
working
tennies,
it.
And high
you
tops.
Had, and you had, yes, you had high tops.
High tops are so cool right now.
You had high tops,
and
you
cool.
had a headband.
No, I didn't have a headband.
I'm pretty sure you
no,
had
I
some
for
kind
sure
of head.
Did not
I'm
have a
pretty
headband.
Sure it was a camouflage.
No, there was no headband.
No, you look like
Rambo.
Headband
did not have. No, that's bullshit. No, no, I had high tops, which are cool.
Is that it?
That's it. And look at your underpants showing.
Well, first of all, there's no headband. Jake, do you see a headband?
I know, but you gave me such a rash of shit one time because my underpants were showing. And look
no.
at you.
Those are some nice, really baggy pants there.
Yeah.
It's a dance DVD. I'll have you know. That's fine.
See, look at
Are
Jake's,
you done?
Jake's,
I don't even remember.
You were talking about all the, you were put all your older and newer DVDs on the Fit Fusion dot something.
So then.
Oh, I just beat my pants.
We got traction on the platform.
Yes.
Janice is on the floor.
Sorry, I just have to.
We got traction on the platform.
Yes. Yes.
And I said, hey, you know what we need to do? We, because the studios are going away, need to become the studio. And we need to take the top people in the business and be their house and their studio. And a lot of the Instagram girls don't have follow-along content. The YouTubers do. The Instagrammers don't.
They're just pictures.
It's like apps and ebooks. And I said, you know, in order to really have the new generation on here, we got to create content. They don't have follow along content. And so I was like, I need a studio. And for JillianMichaels.com, I was like, you know what, guys, we need a studio where we can shoot every week content for JillianMichaels.com, content for Fit Fusion. We could mm-hmm. do all kinds of programming on there. We could offer cooking show. Like, we could offer everything, more than just workouts. And I can basically go to, you know, so then we spoke to Cameron Shane. We're getting Cameron Shane stuff from Budokan, who I love. And this girl, Kino McGregor, who's amazing. It's another incredible, check out Kino McGregor on YouTube. She's insane. But she doesn't have, like, great follow-along stuff. So I was like, I need money now. I need money because I need to hire. You know, we're expanding our distribution. Like, we're doing all this stuff. And I was like, we need someone, A, now to take this over and run it. We need more money for advertising. And I need money for production. And now I'm fighting with my CFO because he's like, well, can't we just this? Can't we just that? And I'm like, Ray, imagine I had a baby and I didn't feed it. It would die.
Okay.
I'm like, you can't. well, what if we just rent a studio? And I'm like, I need to shoot content. That's the thing. Like, I have to create content. I can't be like, well, we're shooting again in 3 months. I'm like, that's not the world now. And so I think, you know, if you're not willing, and, you know, if you're, and he's like, we're in the black, everybody else lost money, everybody else is going out of business, everybody else is doing badly, you know, Daily Burn is hemorrhaging cash, but Daily Burn is another model, totally unknown trainers, unknown. That's why, and they have Barry Diller money, massive amounts of money, which has kept them alive, but again, the reason it's not, they're unknown trainers. This is the biggest names, specialized content, really clean, or, you know, it's like, anyway, so the second lesson here is you've got to invest in this wisely, intelligently, have somebody look at your plan, but you can't just like on a hope and a prayer, or it will starve. It will starve.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next model. You've got to be able, I said to my shrink, I'm like, I had a bunch of the people that work at the company that are all really talented in their own right. You know, one is a tech guy, one is a graphic designer. Like, I've got all these people that are super talented in their own right, but are not working well together.
Okay.
And so I feel like, you know, A, they're trying to read my mind, which is a lose-lose situation. And, oh, I just figured out where Nicole is. She went to get me coffee.
Coffees. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I wanted to add into what you were saying? I really like those little tidbits you're throwing up on Twitter.
Which ones?
Well, you did the one with that pole where you did the push-up on
the
pole, and then you did
moves.
The one with that
Hi, buddy.
Hi, bud. Can you please tell me the following? Are high tops in right now?
Oh, my God.
High tops? No.
Yes, they are. High tops?
This land is your land.
Dude, everybody wears high tops.
From yeah, okay.
It's
like I said, the cool kids, not me.
Oh, Nicole.
Golden Goose?
I never thought I was cool. What?
Old school Adidas?
Old school Adidas are back, as well as Birkenstocks.
No, that's not happening.
Oh, those are ugly.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've seen it.
Yeah. No. And crop tops. What about crop tops?
Oh.
Oh, crop tops and actually chokers are coming back.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hurry back with my coffee now. Oh. Run along.
I'm a block away.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Crop tops. Are not in.
Yes, they are.
And I swear to you,
how
if I
do you know your shirt? Oh my God, you got a brown hat, a heathered Pepto Bismol shirt, and navy blue Adidas pants, green and brown shoes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm a contradiction. So now let's get back to these
You're
things.
An eyesore.
The tidbits that you do are very cool. I like those. And
well,
you just say you take a second. You go, hey, I want to show you something.
Yeah, yeah. Challenge move. So
now, what studio is that? Can you just
no, dude. It's just a gym somewhere. So.
Okay.
But the idea is like you got it. So then the hope is that you go, okay, guys, here's your challenge move and get the work out of the week.
Challenge move, right.
On JillianMichaels.com. You know, but I'm like, I'm just give anyway, whatever. So I'm turning around and I'm saying, okay, guys, you know, you do this. I come back and no one got anything done. And I feel like it's, well, you know, so-and-so didn't give me this and I couldn't do that. And then you didn't do. And I'm like, we need more staff. I need managers. And I go, the funny thing is, we're not relinquishing control to another manager, and yet we're not able to control the process because we're too busy. We're too busy.
Do you have enough women working in your company?
I do, Mama. That ain't it. And they don't always get along. That's another problem.
Yeah.
They don't always get along.
No, you know what? That's that. Ugh. We've touched on that before, but that is an issue.
Oh,
the competition between
God.
Women in the workplace. Is,
oh, my God. God.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to
sidetrack. So I just think it's, you know, it's a few things. It's like narrow your focus and focus your resources. Then get help, right? Get help. Get the necessary help because if you don't have it, it's going to fail. And be prepared to put resources into something. Don't presume it's going to survive on its own. It won't.
Yeah.
It just will not. And be savvy. You know, when something goes wrong, you got to jump in there to fix it, man. You got to be able to pivot and shift quickly. Don't cry over spilled milk. Like, I remember on Sweat Inc., this kid had created something. And it was like a contraption. And I go, dude, you know what? Someone created that. It's called Disc. It's already out there. It was by an Olympic speed skater. You don't have a hope and a prayer. This is an inferior product. You're not an Olympian, and he's got the jump on you. Quit now.
Yeah.
I will not. I've put so much money into this, and I was like, listen to me.
Yeah.
You lost. The game's over. It's not about quitting. You lost. And I'm like, take this and spin it into something else. What did you learn? What assets can you keep and pour into another product? We had that huge mistake. We started creating a social network called Active Connection. We put a ton of money and time into it. And then meetup.com came out, beat us to the punch, did it just as good, if not better. And we let it go. So those are my lessons. Those are my career coach lessons, Manus.
Well,
check your ego at the door, pee-pee pants. I'm going to try to be snappy, Manus.
Okay.
Muscle myths.
Muscle myths?
Muscle myth.
Oh, I thought it was muscle myth.
Meth and ball.
God.
Muscle myth.
Muscle myth.
Muscle myth. Say that five times. Here we go. Muscle myths. Ready, Manus?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, stretching beforehand prevents injury. Falseroo.
False.
False?
Yeah, false.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a cool
babe.
Muscle.
Thank you. And if Nicole knows that, my God.
Jane. It what?
It's a cold muscle. You do it, it's like a rubber band. It can snap as opposed to like you need to warm it up a little bit so you can make it stretchy.
And that's the key. Warm up. Warming up. Yeah. Okay, ready? Here's another game. All right. What do you eat if you want to build muscle?
Protein.
Yes?
Carbs.
Nicole.
A mixture of protein and carbs.
And fat. Nicole's closer. You guys stink. You got to eat all three.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to turn this into a quiz.
This is so much fun. I love being right.
That was to build muscle. Okay.
Okay. Now, and in truth, you know what the real answer is? Calories. So, calories. You need to eat more calories.
Right.
So, but it's not people think it's protein. But the thing is, if you're not eating enough calories, you have to lift, obviously, right? But if you're not eating enough calories, you can't add the weight on to begin with. So you got to be eating more calories and all three macronutrients. All right. Are you ready?
Why is everybody standing? Hold on. I think I need to do it too.
The coffee.
Okay.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Here we go. Can you lengthen a muscle? You
know yes. Yes.
Jake?
Yeah.
No.
Nicole, where have you come from? No, ouch. Of course you can't.
She's feeling threatened because I'm starting Body Shred on Monday.
Of course. Oh!
So.
No, Nicole wins again. We got to give away a prize. Of course you can't lengthen a muscle. It has the same origin and the same insertion. Are you making
There's
your bones?
There's such a thing called an elongated muscle.
No, James.
I think you're making shit up.
No, maybe you're moving through full range of motion, but you can't make a muscle longer.
You can elongate your muscles.
How so?
Like in Pilates?
No,
that's called you can stretch your arm out.
What about those women with the rings around their necks that grow their necks super long in that other culture somewhere?
That is true.
But
I
it's
guess
not
so.
Really a muscle.
You could
because
manipulate.
It's...
You could literally tear yourself in half, yes.
But yeah, it's not really a muscle because once they remove those, a lot of them die because they don't actually have muscles in their neck anymore.
Nicole. No, you can't make a muscle longer. Same origin, same insertion.
You
can
make it
lengthen
stronger
the muscle
throughout the entirety
Holy
of the muscle.
Holy looking at Nicole. Please don't jump ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yes, let's just slow the roll here.
Slow your roll,
when
Nicole.
When you think of elongating the muscle, what do you think that means?
I think of it as taking the muscle to its maximum stretch so that if you, like I can stretch my muscle out.
But you can't physically make your muscles longer.
See, I've always thought that I could. I've always thought that. I know from being in dance, from when I danced.
No.
They talk about that in dance all the time, to elongate your muscles. To elongate.
That means extend. Expand,
but
extend.
To
you
Janice's
can't make your
defense,
muscles longer. You can make them more flexible. You can't make them longer.
Janice's defense,
your leg is your leg.
A lot of a
the
lot
origin of the muscle and the insertion of the muscle. Hold on, fitness fairy. The origin of the muscle and the insertion of the muscle remain the same.
Okay.
Yes? To Janice's defense, a lot of instructors do say elongate your muscles to get the long lean muscles like a swimmer.
Yeah, I know, and that's where the lie comes in.
But you know what? I think they're using imagery. They're trying to use.
Well,
imagery.
Here's another one. Yeah. Can you tone a muscle?
What it?
Yes.
Like,
okay,
shape?
Jake. Tone.
I don't know the definition of tone.
Well, what do you think it is?
To change its shape, right? Like chisel it?
What does it mean to you, Janice?
Means to get to the root of the insert, like hang on a second, like that. To me, that is tone, because
definition.
Is okay, then I think definition and tone are the same thing. I would think that would be the same thing.
What do you think toning a muscle means? Can you tone a muscle? Yes or no?
I don't think you can tone a muscle. I think you can strengthen a muscle for a particular movement.
You cannot tone a muscle. Nicole's right. There is no such thing as muscle tone. You can burn fat off of the top of the muscle, subcutaneous fat, which will provide definition. You can burn intramuscular fat, which will make the muscle leaner. You can condition the muscle to make it stronger,
okay,
right? Fast twitch, slow twitch, endurance, power, speed. But you can. There is no such thing as muscle tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8.
Janice, we are not getting a good grade on this test.
I know, Jake.
You guys are terrible at this. Like, the absolute worst.
Okay.
All right. Cables and resistance bands,
yes,
are best for getting lean. True or false?
True.
Jake?
I'm going to say false because I would think it's something...
You said false because I said true.
Well,
that's no. Why you said it, because you know I suck, and so you took the high road.
I would think it's more like running on the stair thing and treadmill and stuff. But go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Jake.
Okay.
Cables
and resistance bands are the best for getting lean.
I think that's false. I believe it's what you eat and body weight.
Okay. Well, in truth, the same resistance can be achieved by any piece of equipment for the most part. So dumbbell, bicep curl, right? The one good thing about bands, the one thing that bands provide that dumbbells don't, even though this has nothing, because people go, oh, you use the bands and you get toned.
Yeah, you get toned and elongated muscles.
Right. Total bull.
Okay.
Bull. But the one thing that a band would provide that a free weight might not, like if you think about dumbbells or barbells, think about where's the force coming from? Gravity. Up, down. Right? Weights fall down. You lift them up. Okay. Well, with bands,
it's because
it's a push or a pull,
yeah,
you can change the angle of force. So you could put it behind you and you could press it forward, pull it up. You could move it a diagonal, right? You can, but essentially you can change. It's not just all gravity. So yeah, that's good. But other than that, a resistance is resistance.
So,
because you can have a concentric and eccentric load with a dumbbell, negatives and positive, up, slow, mm-hmm, lower. So it's the same thing. There's no such thing. It depends on how heavy or how intense or how much resistance. Jake is right. You got one. The resistance provides.
Okay.
Whether it's a giant, massive band, because they make some of those bands like whoosh.
Yeah.
Or bar, you know, a barbell.
Okay.
Manis, what do you think? Okay. Lunges can burn fat off of the lower body. Jake's excited. Go on.
I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Well, yes, but you can't spot burn anything anywhere.
Janice?
Well, I'll tell you, lunges make my ass tight, so that's all I care about. So yes, I will say, yes, they will burn the fat off my ass.
Are you purposely f***ing up?
No. No, I'm just saying, when I do them, I feel a burn.
Purposely? Are you purposely doing this?
You know what?
No one could be this...
What, stupid? I'm just saying, everything. When I work out, I think in images. My brain thinks in images. So if that's how I think, that helps me. If I think that when I'm doing that... I know that sounds bizarre.
You're having a psychosomatic... You're having a placebo effect with your lunges.
Probably.
Nicole? Can you?
I do not think you can burn fat with lunges. I think you can start to burn calories, but Jake's right. You can't target.
Can't spot reduce.
You can't spot reduce.
Manis, I don't think you got any of these.
I know you can't spot reduce, but you know what? This is, you know what? I'm almost 86, and I think I'm doing all right. Okay? I think I'm looking okay.
Can you show us your workout again?
No, because it's not. This is a question period.
Never exercise a sore muscle. True or false?
That would be well. That's a tough one, because I think if you're a sore muscle, I think you can still swim. Mm,
Jacob.
False, because people in physical therapy have sore muscles and they're exercising them to make them better.
Nicole.
I would agree with Jake. It's false. You need to strengthen them by working them out.
Well, Manus actually got this one.
What?
Because if you're
Michael
sore.
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sail. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Explain.
Does it
explain,
say sister,
Mama,
help to trim the sail?
Yes, that's the second verse, but I added it into the first one.
It says sister, help to trim the sail.
It does. I learned that in church.
Is that a biblical thing, row your boat ashore, like Noah's Ark?
It's a church song, but I don't know how biblical it is. Michael, roll the boat ashore, hallelujah.
Sister helped trim the sail.
Sister helped to trim the sails.
Is that like a nun or your actual sister?
That's what I was wondering.
Or like a...
And there's a third verse, too.
There's a sister, Michael.
The river is wide and the river is low. Hallelujah.
Well, that's bad when the river's low.
The river is wide and the river is low.
That's very dangerous. Did you know that?
When the river is high and low?
No, when it's...
Wide
low.
And low.
When it's low.
Is there another question?
What was it?
Because you just said I got one right and see. And
oh,
now...
you did get one right. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you were lifting. You did heavy squats and your legs are super sore. Well, technically, if you were to do, like, let's say a brisk walk, a swim, a bike ride, that's okay. Light cardio. So you can, people think, oh, I got to leave it alone. But in truth, it's the type of workout you do. You don't want to lift heavy again. You should ultimately let it recover for, you know, before you lift heavy again. However, that kind of workout is okay. All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Let's see if Janice shits the bed again. You got one.
You know what? Okay. I'm ready.
One. Okay. All right. Can muscle turn in to fat if it's not exercised?
Absolutely.
Jacob?
No.
No.
Of course not, Janice. It's not alchemy. You can't turn lead into gold. Muscle does not ever turn into fat. Not ever.
Okay, if I've got this, look at that gun right there, okay? I got that gun,
yeah.
And I don't keep it going out. You know what it does? It turns upside down.
Can
it
I just... answer this one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is because you are losing the strength within the muscle, and your fat particles that are in there, not particles,
fat
but the,
particles.
The fat tissue that's in there.
You just lost all credibility.
Hold on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not particles.
Let me try this again. The fat tissue that's in there actually never goes away, but it can grow and shrink. So while your muscle is losing the strength, your fat tissue is growing.
That makes no sense.
I'm not quite sure what Nicole said.
I have no idea.
But
either.
You can atrophy a muscle, okay? There's no way to turn muscle into fat. But if you start working out, you can lose strength and muscle mass, okay? Makes sense? But you can also, you will not have the muscle, we don't want to say tone. You won't have the lean muscle underneath, so you'll
right.
lose muscle mass and muscle strength, but you'll still have body fat. Make sense, Manus?
Absolutely not. But that's okay. Someone understood you.
Okay. Okay.
You know what?
How have you gotten this far?
You know how I've gotten this far?
No.
Because I have Janice World. I live in Janice World. And it's my way of thinking and my world.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna pee. Okay, guys. Weebly time. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own businesses who have the dream to be their own boss. And you know what? You don't need to be a web designer. You don't need to know how to code to create a beautiful website, a blog, an online store, We were all unbelievably impressed here with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes they have to choose from. And all you have to do is drag and drop, and you can quickly build and publish your site. It's that easy. You can customize it, update it, change your site anytime you want on any device. There are over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. You can get started today for free at weebly.com/Jillian. That's weebly.com/JILLIAN. Weebly.com/Jillian. Make it happen today.
All right, I've got a segment here.
Oh, dear God. You know, it's either sex.
Or sex.
So this one's not about sex.
It's not?
Okay, it is.
Jake. Jakeford, go on.
It's called Bang Fit.
What's Bang Fit?
Oh, my God. Bang Fit is a product that Pornhub is putting out.
Who's Pornhub?
Only one
is
of the best.
Is that YouPorn?
No.
RedTube.
It's a tube site like that. Just, you know, all the videos on there.
Look, listen to you. How do you know porn tubes?
YouPorn.
Yeah, it's one of those. So, but Pornhub is the one that has the most.
Just hold the phone for a second. What are you sitting there kind of going, oh, yeah, Jake, it's porn tube. Yeah.
I have a lot of men friends.
Well, I
told you. Do you want to see that Cheerio video?
No.
Cheerio, Nicole, or Fruit Loops?
Okay, it was Cheerios.
That being said,
did Giancarlo ever show you the one where the man put his hanging fruit parts into?
I can't deal with it.
He put them into.
No, because you know why?
Don't. No, stop. Stop. Because you know what? There's people driving right now or working out that don't need to hear about
Giancarlo.
No, I can't deal.
Do the video. When the guy put his dingleberries in the lady, if you have a kid in the car,
in the lady,
not in the front part,
in the B.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know all about this stuff, which is why this porn stuff is super disturbing. I've told you. Anyway, you porn?
No, Pornhub. They got a massive social media presence and stuff. So they came out with this thing called Bang Fit. Which is like Guitar Hero for f***ing with, and they have gay, straight, and by yourself.
Oh, you're supposed to follow along?
Yeah, and you burn certain calories by doing this exercise. You could even share your accomplishments on social media and compete with your friends and stuff.
How though? How do you track it?
It's like an app. It's like a game, you know?
It's an app. It's an app.
It's
an app?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure, here we go. It says, okay. Pornhub has launched an exercise routine that will help you and your partner or partners get swole as you bang with a little help from your iPhone, which acts as a weird, sex-focused Fitbit.
Wow. That's kind of awesome. I'm going to be honest.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Because
let's backtrack for a second. So you're going to compete with other people.
I already did.
You don't have to, but you can, which makes it more of a game, and, you know, you share it on your Facebook.
But are you like showing off or with the, like, are you showing off how you have sex kind of and just go, look at us.
Well, it's a nice challenge. I like that.
If you're like level 10 or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who's going to do, would you do this, Jillian? Would you go on and show off your sexual?
I wouldn't go. I would go on the app, but I wouldn't like share the video.
You don't need to, I don't even know if you could take a video of yourself. I think you just kind of follow along. With like,
I don't understand. I thought
Guitar Hero, you have the guitar that has the four buttons on it, red, green, blue, yellow,
yes.
Or maybe five, whatever.
Oh, and you follow.
And you strum the guitar according to what the screen says to do.
Right.
I have videos of you playing Guitar Hero. This could be for you.
This you could, you could do it.
Could you find a friend? Maybe Manus?
Oh, wow.
A
find
buddy
a partner.
System.
Okay, wait. I still don't quite understand. So there's two.
Is there a buddy thing on this?
That would be cool.
So the Guitar Hero thing, there's two people having sex.
Well, you could do it single, two, or I think you could do it
with
more than.
Can't get much of a workout.
So you're watching it.
Single.
so hang on. You're watching them do it.
It's a cartoon. Yeah.
And you're doing it along with them.
Yes.
With whoever, how many people you
and
want.
And I assume
to.
It says up the pace now. Now slow it down. Now change this position. And
oh, okay.
Work out different muscle groups.
I like that actually quite a bit, to be honest. I'm going to call Giancarlo.
Sorry, but I don't have it.
Oh, not Giancarlo. Please,
oh, here
no.
Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh. Yeah, I got to see this.
Here you go. Yeah.
No. Oh, that's impressive. Wow. Oh, my God.
Here, Manus.
No, I'm not. No, I will not watch it.
I can't.
Yes, there's no sound. I took the sound out. Just here. Oh. Come here. Come here. Come here. Where'd she go?
Janice has left the microphone area.
Janice, just come here.
No.
Janice. Janice, come on, buddy.
No, you know what I don't do? I never look at somebody's phone when they say, hey, look at this. ever. It's my rule. Why would I want to see that?
To show you that it's possible.
But I don't care. I just want, you know what?
What is that? Hey, Janice, can you put a disclaimer on this one?